Here in the Midwest, we have a shorter growing season that a lot of folks enjoy, and that means in order to grow some varieties of flowers and veggies, we need to give them a head start. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Barbara Ellis has been gardening and writing about gardens for a long, long time. She holds a degree in horticulture from The Ohio State University. Previously, she was a publications director at the American Horticultural Society, editor of American Horticulturist, and now she's an editor for The American Gardener, as well as a freelance garden author. And she wrote the book Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed. And she joins us from her home in Maryland. Great to have her. Barbara, are you there, Barbara?
I am, Larry. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I've been looking forward to talking with you about starting seeds and how to grow healthy and productive vegetables. I want to let our listeners know, if you have a question or a comment, I hope you'll join in. The number to call with the question is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can go to my Facebook page. You can post a question or a photo right there at the Larry Mueller Show, and we hope you certainly will do that as we go along. You may have some questions, or maybe you have some comments. Do you start seeds indoors? Have you had good luck with it? You have a photo of your seed starting up? We'd love to see that, too. So it's 1-800-642-1234. Go to my Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show. We would certainly love to hear from you. Barbara, what are some of the best reasons to start your veggies and your herbs from seed?
Well, you can, for one thing, you can grow exactly what you want.
Yep.
And you can grow, once you get the basic supplies you need, it's a lot less expensive than buying plants, because you can grow all the vegetables. I mean, a packet of seed the most expensive ones are, $3 or $4, and you can grow more vegetables from one packet of seeds than you know what to do with.
Yeah.
Generally, what I do with a packet of seeds is I store it over the winter in jars, and I can use a packet for a couple of years. But you can save a lot of money. You can experiment with stuff that's not available readily in your area. So you can grow tomatoes. You can grow greens. There's green striped ones. There's all kinds of peppers you can grow that you can't buy easily.
As plants, yeah. Yeah.
And there also are some things that you can't grow well that don't like to be transplanted, that just like to be sown right where they're going to grow. In the vegetable garden, lettuces and mesclun mixes and radishes are among those plants that don't like to be transplanted. So you need to sow seeds so that you can have those great things for your table.
Absolutely. And the book, Starting Seeds, I really enjoy it, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. How did you happen to come to write this one?
Well, I was talking to my editor at Story. I write most of the time now. I do some editing, but I mostly write. And they were talking about doing a book on starting seed for people that haven't had very much success, or they're just getting into it. And I really got excited about writing the book that I wish I had before I did all the experimenting that it takes to figure out how to do it.
Understood.
One place where all that information is.
And we certainly have that in your book, Starting Seeds. No question about it. We have a Facebook question from Ned, who says, my onions are just starting to sprout next to a window.
Uh-huh.
What's my next move?
Did he grow them from seed, or are they onions like sets?
I think he must have grown them. No, he must have. I think he. Well, I don't know. He doesn't say here. Let's say it was from seed.
Well, I have to look and see what. I'm one of these people that always wants to look at a written schedule.
Yeah.
You can sow onions out fairly easily. It's still too cold where you guys are to put them out.
Oh yeah,
Way
too cold.
Sow them in spring, a few weeks before your frost date. But your frost date isn't until I'm thinking about May 10th.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
There's a really great schedule on the web that has the ranges of temperatures. And May 10th is a pretty safe date. You could pot them up and keep them in a cool spot in the window and see how they go.
Yeah,
but generally vegetables want to be cool, so they're not happy in the temperatures that keep us happy in the winter. So a cool porch, a bright window in a bedroom where you don't keep the heat very high, that sort of thing.
Yep. Pam in Kellogg, Minnesota, it's your turn. Hi, Pam.
Good morning. I just love your show.
Thank you.
I have a yucca that only blooms every 5 or 6 years, and every time it goes to the big seed pot, every year I say I'm going to start those and see if I can get some more. I haven't tried it yet, but I love experimenting. And I also wondered, I forgot my second question. Well, anyway, daylilies. When they go to seed, can you start them, and what would you do to go through that?
Well, with daylilies, I wouldn't do it, because if you are growing hybrid daylilies,
okay,
they are not going to come true from seed, and you're going to just get plants
weird
that have little blooms, little orange blooms that aren't very worth growing. It's
okay.
Much better to propagate them by division.
Okay.
As for yucca, do you have a all green leaf or a variegated leaf?
All green.
Okay. Those you can sow. The best way to sow perennials is to sow them as soon as they're ripe in pots and mulch the pots with a little bit of gravel. And I talk about how to do this in my book. And then set them in a cool, shady place outside.
Okay.
And just make sure you water them occasionally in the summer. Leave them out all winter, and they will come up in the pots.
You know, I found out something a few years ago. I think very few people know I've always grown 4 o'clocks, and I start them from seed every year. And I saw a guy digging them up, so you get the root. And well, I think that's a very well-kept secret.
Well, they have a really a big tuber,
right.
And especially for northern climates where they don't start blooming until midsummer if you're growing them from seed.
Right.
You dig the plants that have the flowers you like the most, and you store it like you would a dahlia or what else do you dig? Cannas.
Gladiolas.
Glads, yeah.
Glads, yeah. You store it that cool. It just wants to be cool,
sure.
And nearly dry. Check on it a couple of times in the winter. Spritz it a little bit with a little tiny bit of water if it starts to shrivel.
Uh-huh.
And then you can pot them up actually before you put them out in the garden and get them started growing, or you can plant the root in the garden. And
well, I've even taken the canna seeds because I thought, well, that's going to be fun. And they look so cute in a pot on the deck because they're so tiny. So.
Yeah.
So fun to experiment.
It is. Yep. It's fun to do it. Well, lots of gardeners are experimenters.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call, Pam. Oh, man, having some fun today talking about starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed with our guest, Barbara Ellis. She's been writing about gardening for many years and is the author of the book, Starting Seeds, How to Grow Those Healthy, Productive Vegetables. And one of the great seed savers at Wisconsin Public Radio is Judith Sears-Poisson, and she joins us now.
That's mostly because I forget I have them.
She's with us right now, and I tell you what, we're having a lot of fun, and I know Judith's learning, and I'm certainly learning from Barbara's book about starting seeds, and we're going to get back to that conversation. First, we're just going to take a few minutes to ask for your support of the programs you enjoy. You help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are in our winter membership drive. Judith's with me, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make a gift in support of the programs that you count on.
And Larry, our goal this hour is 75 pledges.
Ooh.
Meeting this goal helps make sure that we have the money we need to fund the programs you rely on. So give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us meet that goal.
Absolutely. Did you know that Master Gardeners can get continuing education credits for listening to Garden Talk? Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. That it just goes to show what a valuable resource Garden Talk is to listeners. You can enjoy Garden Talk whether you're an expert or you're a novice.
And we have some of the best gardening resource people in our state right here to answer your questions week after week, whether it's about fruit trees, organic gardening, lasagna gardening, rose bushes, or so many other topics. Apply some fertilizer to the program right now by making your pledge of support. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an additive incentive, we have something very special for you. You can get Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed, that book, when you contribute at least $60, $5 a month. We'll send a copy. Ask for it right now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. That's a great deal.
It really is. And $5 a month is the cost of one really fancy coffee drink. It's not much at all. WPR exists because people contribute. It's as simple as that. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Simple as that. One pledge at a time, you make this station possible.
And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire and entertain you, programs that really engage you. You get these programs at the touch of a button or the click of a mouse anytime you want.
And what makes it all possible? Well, you do, actually. People who contribute to make it happen for themselves and for others.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, membership really matters. Become a member right now. It's the last day to give to Garden Talk. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
This is Robert Siegel of NPR News. When you become a sustaining member of WPR, you authorize affordable monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card. In turn, WPR is able to count on your support month after month. Stations around the country are finding that sustaining members are the core of a healthy station. So please become a sustainer to WPR right now.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 or $10 or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Remember, you can get Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed for your pledge of $60 or more. That's just $5 a month.
Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll pledge next time. Well, this is it. Today's our last day of the drive to pledge your support for this show during this membership drive. So I hope you'll do it now.
Don't delay any longer. The time is now. Join this community of people who come together to make radio worthwhile. You're with us in spirit. Now it's time to be with us financially. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it. But think about what it would pay if you what you would pay if you had to pay for it. Would you pay $5 a month or $10? What about a dollar a day?
Decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll use your gift to support the programs you hear every day on this station. Contribute now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Judith, it's pretty easy to count the number of people who have contributed so far. We have a goal of 75 contributions, and we have 74 to go.
We do. So thank you, especially to that one person who really got in there fast.
You got in there fast with a $50 contribution. You could call back and make it $10, and then we'll send you a copy of the
Starting Seeds.
Starting Seed. Anyway, your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It supports the programs you count on.
And like Larry said, you can ask for starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed with your pledge of $60 or more. That's $5 a month. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up, a great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Aaron from Madison says, I've been meaning to donate for a while, but always get busy at work as soon as I walk through the door. The snow this morning gave me a little extra time. Well, thank you for that, Aaron. Join Aaron with your contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Please do it right now. Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you have a question for our guest today, Barbara Ellis, I hope you'll join in as well. Barbara's author of the book Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed. She's our guest for the 90 minutes today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Barbara Ellis, our guest, and she knows a whole lot about starting. She knows a whole lot about gardening in general, but she knows a lot about starting seeds, how to grow those healthy, productive vegetables or herbs and flowers from seed. Great to have her along. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you do have a question for her, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Go to my Facebook page as well at The Larry Mueller Show and post a question or a comment there. Let's turn back to the phones, though, and go to Scott in Eau Claire. Scott, hi. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, and you've got me to contribute. So,
all right.
You're wonderful. I have two questions, if I may, please.
Sure.
I'm wondering about the efficacy of, I've got an old waterbed heater, and I'm thinking of putting that under my tray of seedlings because it's cooler in the basement, and I use the fluorescent light, you know. And I wonder if she could comment on that. And secondly, the little balls that grow on the end of garlic, are those seeds or, you know, I know usually garlic you propagate by a ball, but if she could comment on those, please.
Okay.
I'd be happy to. How hot, how warm is your waterbed heater?
It has a variable regulator on it, so I can have it anywhere from the mid-80s to perhaps 100.
The lower ends would be great. What the benefit of having bottom heat, and they actually sell mats for setting seedlings on, and they're designed to have water and all that on them. And what they do is they keep the soil slightly warmer than the air, which encourages root growth and encourages germination, especially on plants that want warmer temperatures. So you're talking about using it for tomatoes and peppers, not necessarily cabbage and broccoli, which like cooler temperatures. So it does work really well. You don't want to have it really high. You want to have the soil a few degrees higher than the air, not lots higher. So that works really well.
Once they have their permanent leaves, just discontinue that?
Say that again?
Once the seedlings have their permanent leaves, yes. Would you discontinue the bottom heating?
Yes, you can. The other thing you can use bottom heat for is if you take cuttings, take coleus cuttings to hold over the winter. It helps speed roots if you're propagating as well. It's really a great technique. As for garlic...
Would that be true on hardwood cuttings as well? If I'm experimenting with blueberries, with hardwood cuttings of blueberries, would bottom heating be a good idea there?
You could try that. I'd have to check. I would go on the web and look for propagation specifics on blueberries because some are better. There are storage requirements to season wood, and some of them can be more complicated than others.
Yeah.
But for bottom heat, anything that needs bottom heat, it would be good. And often with woody plants, you want to have a chemical that you put on the root tone is one that you put on the base of the cutting.
Stimulate root, yeah.
The gilobric acid, yeah. Gotcha.
As for your garlic question, yes, those little bulb They're like little bulbils. They're mm-hmm. little tiny
yes,
bulbs
yes.
that come at the top. You can plant those. You can also take the whole flower stalk before they form, because eventually you'll have enough of the bulbils and you won't know what to do with them. And put them in the blender with a little bit of oil and chop them up and freeze them, and you can use them as garlic. They're edible.
Oh.
And I actually also use, I also harvest leaves of garlic because you can make great garlic bread. Just chop them up with scissors or with a knife. Sort of use them like chives. The leaves are edible too. Just if you're really concentrating on getting bulbs, don't harvest too many leaves from each bulb, because it does take a little bit away from the bulb.
Sure.
But the whole top, all the top growth is edible as well as the bulb.
Well, thank you. My solicitations.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks. Great tips. Thank you very much, Scott, for calling. Those are good questions too. Well, you know what? All of our questions, we have great listeners to Garden Talk, people who really know their stuff and people who are just really enthusiastic and just getting started. Vernon Gutenberg, it's your turn. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, got a question.
Sure.
I know how important it is to keep fluorescent lights over my seedlings when they're after they sprout to keep them from bolting. Question is, at what point can I remove them from my tomato plants and expose them to windowsill or sunlight? They're about 2 to 3 inches tall with their true leaves on.
Well, you want to keep the lights as close to the leaves as you possibly can, because in the springs, the big problem we have is not getting enough light for plants.
You're right.
So it kind of varies depending on how bright you – if you have really bright windows, you can move them sooner rather than later. Oftentimes you want to have, in addition to windowsill light, you still want to have fluorescent lights, because the day length isn't as long as it is in the summer, and so the plants still aren't going to get enough light from a windowsill.
Okay.
The good news with tomatoes, though, is when you plant them, you can pick off, if they are too tall, you can pick off the bottom leaves and just plant the stem down in the ground deeper, because mm-hmm. tomatoes will produce roots along their stem. It's one of the few seedlings that will do that. So you can plant them deep so that you get a nice deep root growth, and that makes them a little bit more drought tolerant.
All right.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. You mentioned tomatoes. I was thinking about the first time I started some tomato seeds, got seedlings going, and I timed it pretty well, and the tomatoes, you know, the plants were coming along really nicely, and then I set them outside, and, you know, we got a little cold spell, and I hadn't really hardened them off. And the first night I go out in the morning, and here are my tomato plants that I had spent all this time on laying flat on the
ground. Yeah.
And completely white. I mean, the chlorophyll had completely gone from them.
Yeah, they're, you know, seedling. That's one of the biggest problems I have trouble with is when I get going, because I, as you can probably guess, I'm a pretty adamant seed starter, and I'll get tomatoes and peppers, and I grow an awful lot of flowers from seed. And if I lose focus, I don't pull something inside at the right time, or I don't get it covered up, or I don't get stuff watered. That's the other thing. You really have to come up with some sort of a routine so that you remember to water and you remember to bring stuff in. And I sort of sort plants according to what their cultural needs are. So peppers and tomatoes often get into the same flat, so I can put them out together and bring them in together, because they both hate cold weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's way better than having, like, tomatoes mixed up with cabbage, because cabbage like cool weather, and they can stay out before tomatoes can. So
Roger from Lone Rock would like you to clarify what cool and warm temperatures you mean specifically, if you can. We have so many more extremes here in Wisconsin.
Right. Well, there's the cool season crops are ones that generally like cool temperatures for germinating and growing. And that, I have to think exactly what the parameters are. Those crops are peas, cabbage, broccoli,
yeah,
Brussels sprouts, some of the bok choys, and they really like they like to grow when the temperature is 40 to 55 degrees.
Yeah.
Peas, for example, want to be planted out when the soil is really still cool. You don't want to plant it out when it's still frozen, because then the seeds just sit in the ground and they rot. You want to wait until you can work it. So if you're really trying to push the envelope, you may want to have a thermometer and just test the soil, make sure it's up to 40 before you plant. Warm season crops, meaning the ones that really love heat, are often the summer crops. Cool season crops are spring crops. Some more of them are radishes and beets. They really like to be out there. They want to get in the ground. They want to grow. They want to produce, and they want to be done by the time it gets really hot. Warm season crops want to have temperatures above 60. And some of those, like peppers, are really not too happy even when it's only 60. So for transplanting, if your frost date is May 10th, and that's normally the date when you can be pretty sure that it's not going to drop below 32 again, tomatoes, you can wait 2 weeks to put them out, because tomatoes and peppers and okra is another one. Eggplant is another really sensitive one that really hates it if you put it out and it's cold.
It hits a cold spot.
It damages the root, the growing points, and the plant never really recovers. So
yeah, I know all about that.
That answers his questions about what are some other warm season? Some other warm season crops: beans, snap beans, pole beans, cucumbers, melons, squash, and zucchini.
Yeah, those are all warm season crops for sure. Barbara Ellis, our guest today. She is the author of Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed. It's great to have her with us today. She's a wonderful gardener, obviously, and knows what she's talking about. And one of my favorite gardeners, Judith Sears Poisson, joins us as well. And she's here to help you remember that we are listener-supported radio here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's our winter membership drive, and we're here today to raise some money in support of the programs you enjoy on this station. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. The amount, well, that's up to you. We appreciate every donation, because every dollar you give certainly makes a difference. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Judith, you know, gardeners are a giving bunch, aren't they?
They really are. And not just all those extra zucchini that they don't know what to do with. And I know our coworkers here at Wisconsin Public Radio know that there are so many gardeners out there who love listening to Garden Talk every week. So we have a pretty steep goal here. We're looking for 55 more pledges in the next 25 minutes. That's a pretty tall order, but I am confident that you will go to the phone or to your computer, and your pledge right now helps pay for the programs like Garden Talk you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. This is your last time to pledge during Garden Talk. We know you love it, and we want to hear from you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network. It's, I think, a very unique radio service in the nation. Your support makes it possible. Pledge now for the station that you rely on and enjoy. That's at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can choose Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed as your thank you gift. For your pledge of $60 or more, that's just $5 a month, your pledge will help support the programs like Garden Talk that you rely on, and you'll enjoy and get a lot of use out of this book. Make your pledge right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You've learned about so many issues and things here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We talk about current events. Birding is very popular on this program. We do valuable physical therapy advice, some great cooking ideas. Whatever it is, Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you, and we are watching for the latest information on topics that interest you. So I hope you'll invest in your future listening right now. Donate now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Not only do you hear about those great topics in the course of a month or a year, we actually did all of those topics this week, Larry.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Plus do-it-yourself home improvement stuff. So consider making your pledge in the form of an ongoing monthly gift of $10, $15, $20 a month, whatever amount suits your budget. Even if it's $5, you can pick up that great starting seeds book. You can set up your ongoing donations on your credit or debit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. When you make an ongoing gift, you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
You'll be a sustainer, and your support will be as consistent as you're listening month after month and year after year. Become a sustainer right now by making an online, going online, let's put it that way, at WPR.org, or you can do it by phone. Call at 888-202-2552.
I've been a public radio listener for as long as it's been around. It's a long time. Public radio for me is pretty much the only kind of radio that I would choose to listen to. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Well, Penny, you're a peach. Tell you that right now. I hope you'll join Penny and go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of WPR. Thanks in advance for your gift. Maybe it was $5 or a month or $10 or $30 a month. Whatever the amount that you give, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Okay, it's crunch time. We're looking for 54 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. It's a tall order, but with your help, we know we can get there. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. And it's amazing. There is always something to talk about on Garden Talk. Even when we're looking at snow coming down outside of the window, we can talk about going through those seed catalogs and starting seeds and getting our fingers in the dirt, even if it's just little seeds that we're planting in the basement. Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, please give now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I've been gardening a long time, to be perfectly honest, and I can tell you right now, going through this book, I've learned, I opened up the book and I didn't know that. I've learned a lot from this book, and Barbara's written it in a way that even I understand how to do these things. So
don't sell yourself short. But if there's stuff in there that you don't know, Larry, it means there's something in there for everyone.
Absolutely. So pledge now. Maybe it's $60 at least, I think. So a $60 contribution, or maybe you can just make it $5 a month.
Exactly.
That's all you need to do.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're very glad you did. Now, please make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. And pledging is simple, too. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
53 more pledges in the next 20 minutes or so, or 19 minutes. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's a vote for Garden Talk, and it supports all the programs you count on.
And again, ask for seeds, starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed with your pledge of $60 or more. That's just $5 a month. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. Your membership, your sustaining membership, it renews automatically every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. A great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give. though, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Mark from Cottage Grove says, I listen to WPR every morning, and the wide variety of programming is great. And it's also my birthday, so I thought I'd give something back for all the years I've listened to WPR. Well, a very happy birthday to you, Mark. Thanks for sharing it with us, and especially thanks for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
I have a fondness for Cottage Grove as well, because I went to the Cottage Grove grade school.
There you go. Was that the one room? Was that the one room school?
No, it was a huge school of at least 100 students. So I tell you what, thanks again, Mark, for your contribution. What about you? Give right now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 as we visit with Barbara Ellis, who's been gardening and writing about gardens for many a year. She's got degrees in horticulture from The Ohio State University. Great to have her along. She's the author of How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, Flowers, and Seed. And I love having her with us. Mary in Green Bay has got a question for you, Barbara, relating to GMO seeds, I believe. Mary, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. What a wonderful show, and thank you, Barbara. My question is this. I just need some understanding about the difference. I don't know if this, I missed the beginning. Are you talking about heirloom seeds versus the 90% of other seeds, which are GMO? And you can't save those. You cannot save those year to year, is my understanding. So if you could just talk about that a little, what's the difference between the heirloom seeds and GMO?
Sure. Well, GMO seeds are genetically modified, and the majority of seeds that are available to homeowners don't fall into that category. Heirlooms
like
are ones.
Sign in garden, for example, and there's all those racks. A lot of them have like expire, and it's like within the year it says.
Oh, well, that is germination. Seeds are packed for each year. And that's to get the freshest germination. And in the book, I talk about a way, if you save your seeds from year to year, the germination percentage will go down a little bit. But you can test the package to figure out whether it's still really great or whether it's gone down a little bit. And that's just requires paper towels, a Ziploc bags, and some seeds. Uh-huh. And you put them out and you see how fast they, see how many germinate. And if the germination percentage has gone down to 50%, you sow more. But the date on seed packages is a freshness date.
Oh, good.
Heirloom seeds, those are ones that were open pollinated or that were manually cross pollinated and maintained before the advent of hybrid seeds.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest organization in the country that saves those is called the Seed Savers Exchange
in Decorah, Iowa.
Yep. And they have a catalog now. You can order from them. But there are also lots of other companies that sell heirloom vegetables. And those are ones generally, I think the date is in the 40s, that were released before the 40s. Mm-hmm. And so you can get, I know one of the ones that springs to mind is you can get mortgage lifter tomato, which is a really good tomato that someone saved and started selling, and it used to help them pay the mortgage on their farm. But there are all kinds of different unusual colored beets and peppers and all that, and those are heirlooms. And those do come true from seed. Some of them you have to take special steps to make sure they're crossed properly, but they do.
Yep, they do.
Does that answer your question? I hope it does.
There's no advantage one over the other then, really.
Well, it depends on whether you want to have some of the heirlooms. Oftentimes the heirlooms have more flavor because some of the modern hybrids were developed to be shipped so that they can, even if they're just developed so they can be shipped a short distance to local markets, they need to be firmer, they need to be oftentimes more uniform, and sometimes when you breed in uniformity, you breed out flavor. So finding local heirlooms is a good idea. And I don't know if you've got, Larry may know, if you have taste events in your area where you can go and try 15 different tomatoes or whatever, and compare the taste, because they really do. You get different flavor, you get different color, and even heirlooms will have expiration dates on them.
Yep.
They will. Okay. Yeah. Well, you answered that a lot.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, appreciate your call very much. And Joel in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hi, Joel. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time indoor seed starter.
Uh-huh.
And I'm mainly going to start peppers and tomatoes. And I live in Phillips, Wisconsin, which is zone 3B, I was told.
Yep.
And I don't want to be too late, but how early can I start my seeds?
Let me look and see if I've got a chart up.
I can tell you right now, if you're thinking tomatoes and peppers, Joe, I would be thinking probably not. I'm starting for when you put them in the ground. I would be putting them in the ground at the end of May. I would not be putting
them. Right. Usually do. But I don't know when to start them indoors. I'm having an argument with my wife that they're going to get too leggy.
Yeah, well, that can happen.
Leggy is bad.
Yeah.
If you want to start about 6 to 8 weeks before you're going to put them in the ground.
Okay. Some of the seed packets.
So count back.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think 6 to 8. And one thing that's kind of, and I don't know if you do this, Barbara, but I've had people attest to this. When they go by their plants, once those plants come up, when they walk by the plants, they just run their hand over them and move them.
Uh-huh.
And that helps to, they wind up with sturdier plants. And you can actually experiment with that. Take a few that you actually do that to, and then leave one or two that you don't, and I'll bet you'll see a difference in the plants.
Yep. I think it helps stimulate the root growth a little bit.
Or put a fan on them or something.
Well, that helps too.
Yeah.
But don't start them indoors too soon, because they just get big and then.
Yep. There you go.
I bought this little greenhouse thing, I think, from Gurney or somebody, and it's got those tiny little pods of dirt that you put in it.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that you can leave them. You don't have to repot them. You could probably get away with
putting them right in there.
Yeah. You don't want to have them. I don't know what you mean by tiny. You don't want to have them be root bound by the time you put them in the garden. If they're really tiny, you're going to have to repot partway through. Because you don't want to have the roots to get too congested in the pots, because that'll slow down their growth too.
Yep.
Yeah, they're those little pods that they sell you that are, I don't know, maybe inch and a half by inch and a half, and maybe that deep.
Generally, those you need to repot.
Yep.
You need to pot on.
Yep, there you go. Good luck, Joel. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Lee in Eau Claire. Hello to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Just kind of touched on my question. Mine is on transplanting, and when the container, the seed is started indoors, and then the roots get kind of bound up in the container, or if not bound up, at least they look all twisted together.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to cut that up, or doesn't that make any difference?
It's better when you're repotting to water really thoroughly, and I put them out on a piece of cardboard or a clean table. I never have clean tables where I have plants, really, but, I try for that.
Yeah.
And water them really well, and then take them out of their pot, and I try and just press down, like, with a pencil or something like that to get the soil to break away. It's better to try and do it gently and try not to cut roots.
Yep. Yep.
It's just better not to disturb them as much. And then also remember, don't handle the seedlings by the stem, hold by the leaf.
Yep, there you go.
It's really easy to crush the stem, and then the whole plant is, they can't drop water anymore.
Barbara Ellis, our guest on this edition of Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. I'm Larry Mueller. You know, we have master gardeners listening in. We have a master producer here as well.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Judith Sears Poisson. She knows what she's doing. around the radio studio and around the garden as well. Great to have her along and great to have you listening in. You get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio no matter when you listen. Today we're asking you to put something back in. At WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift now helps the programs you value, including Garden Talk, stay on the air. So make your contribution now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make sure programs like Garden Talk stay healthy and happy and well-fertilized. We're looking for 29 more pledges, Larry, in the next 10 minutes. We can do it, but only with your help. Make your donation now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And don't forget, you can get Starting Seeds, a great book at the $60 pledge level.
That's only $5 a month. You know you can get headlines and sound bites in other places, but where do you go for in-depth discussion?
The Ideas Network, of course.
Of course.
Right here. You don't get just a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to develop ideas, ask questions, learn how to do things like starting those seeds indoors and making sure they make it in the transition to outdoors. WPR is a great source of in-depth information. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes it all possible.
And I'm not going to tell you how much to pledge. You decide how much you should pledge. Every pledge is appreciated. We appreciate every pledge because it helps pay for the programs you love here on WPR. But please think about asking for Starting Seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed. That's our thank you gift when you pledge $60 or more, $5 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 26 more pledges in the next 6 minutes or so. You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. A cup of coffee here, lunch out there, a newspaper or a magazine, it all adds up to a lot of money over the course of a month.
And you also listen to WPR every day. It's just as important as those other daily things you enjoy, so spend some money on it.
Pledge your support now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And don't forget, you can get Starting Seeds, a great resource book, at the $60 pledge level.
Big thank you to our sustaining members with ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You have a big effect on our funding here, making it a lot more stable.
And I'm guessing you probably find that the automatic monthly payments are easy to fit into your budget. In fact, now is a great time to increase that gift by a few dollars a month or to start your new sustaining donation right now. Either way, call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org to make that happen.
In today's economy, everybody's pinching pennies. Maybe you've switched grocery stores, downgraded your cable TV package, even let some of your favorite magazine subscriptions lapse. But times like these are not the times to neglect your local public radio station. In hard times, public radio is more valuable than ever, and it's always been a bargain. So make a contribution in any amount right now, and here's how.
Make your donation at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, in between, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we are still looking for 25 pledges in the next 5 minutes now. Your pledge right now helps keep Garden Talk going strong. Make that contribution, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And please remember, you can get Starting Seeds, the book, for your pledge of $60 or more, $5 a month.
And maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is actually still a great deal.
Yeah, it's $30 a month, which you can set up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or maybe from your credit card installation.
Really, whatever amount feels comfortable for you, that's the right amount, and we'll make it convenient for you. The important thing is that you make your pledge now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
looking for 23 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so. Your gift right now. Help us out. Make this goal at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Support our programs, especially Garden Talk.
And especially Larry. Give a vote for both Larry and for Garden Talk. I know listening to people who call in, talking to them on the phone, they really, I know all of you appreciate being able to hear from experts on a wide variety of garden issues. So show your support right now. And don't forget, you can ask for starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed with your pledge of $60 or more. That's just $5 a month. The important thing is pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Still a few more minutes to go and about 22 more. I bet it's 20 now. 20 more to go. And we can still do this in the next 2 or 3 minutes, but we can't do it without your help. So please, if you've been thinking about pledging, now's the time to put your vote in for Garden Talk and all the great guests that we have every Friday on this program and Saturday morning. So love to have you call in with your contribution right now at 888-202-2552 or go online. Better yet, it's easier, WPR.org. Make your contribution right now.
Ron and Heidi from Livingston say, we have given every year for years, and we're happy to do so. Join Ron and Heidi by showing your support, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it right now. Gardening is such a great activity. So many people enjoy it. You enjoy it. I certainly like it. Nothing gets us dreaming quite like those gorgeous seed catalogs and all the possibilities that they represent. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Welcome to Garden Talk. Great to have you with us. Our guest today, Barbara Ellis, has been gardening and writing about gardens for many a year. She's got a degree in horticulture from The Ohio State University. Previously, she was publications director at the American Horticultural Society, editor of American Horticulturist. Now she's an editor for The American Gardener, as well as a freelance garden author. And she wrote the book, Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed. She joins us from her home in Maryland. And Barb, thanks again for being with us on the show. We're having a great time talking with you.
It's great to be here. It's really fun to hear from your listeners and it's nice to know you have lots of people who are out there experimenting.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great group of people, believe me. Eric from Mesa Maney has a comment, and I want to go to Eric. Eric, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry and Barb. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I, too, am a seed starter. I've started seeds for over 30 years, and last year, I tried a different type of cherry tomato, one that I had never tried before, and it was called chocolate cherry.
Hmm.
And it was one of the best cherry tomatoes I've ever planted and had. Delicious taste, absolutely wonderful. The color was a maroon type, and then it looked like it kind of had a pearlized tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. I'm just wondering if Barb has ever tried that.
Wow.
I haven't tried that one. I've tried some of those really dark maroon cherries, and it's amazing how different the flavor is from one to another. They're
yes.
They can be just incredibly rich flavor. That's when I also run a community garden. So I grow for my own family, but then I also have a community garden where we are always looking for new plants to grow, and I may include some of those.
Chocolate cherry.
Chocolate cherry, yeah. Huh? Interesting.
And
there's so many
year,
of them, it's hard to try them all.
Yeah.
This year I'm going to try another new kind, and it's called Japanese trifle.
Oh.
Japanese truffle? Oh.
Trifle.
Oh, trifle.
Trifle.
Yes.
Huh.
And that also is supposed to be a kind of a dark type, more of a plum type tomato.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thanks a lot for calling, Eric. I'm actually got to look around for seeds for the cherry, chocolate cherry. That's one you know, we're probably not going to find that as a plant in most garden centers. So here's a perfect one I think, Barbara, for starting from seed.
Absolutely, because that's one of the things that that's one of the main reasons you want to grow from seed, because you can get plants, and there's still plenty of time to order tomatoes and seeds and get them started indoors and get them out into the garden.
Yep.
Yep,
absolutely.
But it's time to order now.
Yep, get it done now. Thanks, Eric. Thanks a lot for calling. I want to give Mike a chance. So, by the way, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's hear from Mike in Prairie du Sac. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I heard a lady call in earlier, and you mentioned Seed Savers Exchange in Decorah, Iowa.
Yes.
Well, the February and March issue of Mother Earth News on pages 82 and 83 has a seed catalog directory that nationwide it lists 29 different places where you can get natural seeds and plants, and you can get Mother Earth News at the newsstand. I don't know how many people are familiar with that magazine or not, but I just thought I'd call in and share that information.
Yeah, thank you for calling, and I'm sure Barbara, you're familiar with that magazine, with Mother Earth News.
Yes, and they actually have a couple of interesting iPad applications. They have a planning one and a garden mapping one. They have the planning one lets you put your dates in. I'm sure they have a version for iPhones or smartphones. You put your frost dates in, and it will help you schedule crops.
Oh, you know,
that's a new place the garden has gone in the last few years.
You know, and I did not know it was because I've got we actually have two iPads at home. So
you should go get on and
get going.
Get going. It's kind of interesting. I actually appreciate the help scheduling because I start with packages of, 25, 50 packages of seed, and figuring out what has to go in the garden when gets confusing at my house. So.
Well, Mike, I thank you very much again. Appreciate it. We had a great photo on Facebook from Sally, who says, "This is my setup for starting seeds. I grow plants for myself and for friends. I never knew I had any engineering skills, so I'm pretty proud of my concoction." So, Barbara, if you're going to have to go and take a look. At the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page.
It sounds like she's a friend that you want to have.
Yeah.
Plants for her friends.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had an email from Gary in Milwaukee who said, if some crops are cool season crops, then what is the rationale having to plant these in summer with some in late spring to get a fall crop? An example is having to plant parsnips in May to get a fall crop. If parsnips is called a cool weather crop, then how can they get through a hot summer?
Well, sometimes it's a little tricky to get them through the hot summer, but they really, to sweeten up, they need a little bit of frost at the end. So you really have to kind of coddle them when you plant them and to get them through the last part of the summer, and then they really come into their own once it gets cool. Brussels sprouts is another one that the Brussels sprouts aren't really great tasting until after the first frost.
Yeah, and then
you plant those in midsummer to get Brussels sprouts to harvest in the fall.
Yeah, man, there's nothing better than
there isn't.
Oh,
there
isn't. I love Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
When they're planted at the right time and they're harvested at the right time and you get all the good weather conditions, man, you got nothing better. Jim in Wausau, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Question that I had was on grafted tomato plants and some pepper plants. That's in the Territorial Seed Catalog. Is like $7.95 to $13.95 for a plant. There's even double grafted. Is it worth the money? I mean, anybody had any success with that?
Those are pretty new, and I assume that they help get around some either. Sometimes hybrids don't have great root systems, so they can graft the plant onto a better root system.
That's
you
correct.
Can also graft onto a root system that is resistant to a particular soil disease, I guess.
That's correct.
I haven't experimented with them yet.
I haven't.
Well, I'm going to try it. You can also buy the seeds to grow your own rootstock, but I think that would take another year process.
Yeah, that gets pretty involved, I think.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, well, thank you.
Appreciate the call. And somebody may have tried it, and if so, either today or at another edition of Garden Talk, we'll hear about it. We had an email from Bill who says many native perennials need cold stratification. Some, like trilliums, which may not flower for 4 or 5 years after flowering, need a 2-year cycle of freeze, unfreeze. And he's wondering, can you force this cycle through a stint in the freezer twice?
You can. You can. You can sow, and I've got the directions in the book.
Yep.
You can sow. You can sow in pots and put them in the refrigerator, provided you are sharing a home with someone who does not mind having pots of soil in their refrigerator. I actually happen to have an old refrigerator that I use separately. The easiest way for me to grow perennial seeds and get around and take care of those germination requirements is I plant in individual pots, and I generally sow pretty densely, and I mulch with tiny gravel, like the tiny, you can get it at a fish tank store. You can also get it, you can buy turkey grit and mulch with that. And I keep them outside on the close east side or the north side of a building where I can watch them over the summer, and I water them as they need it. And I've germinated really a great range of native perennials, including trillium.
Very cool.
Yeah, one of the best tips about trillium specifically is that if you can sow the seed when it's just ripened off the plant, then it will germinate more quickly than if it dries out.
Oh.
I know in seed exchanges, they pack, sometimes you can find it packed in just a tiny bit of peat moss, just barely moist peat moss, and that keeps it from going into a harder dormancy, and so it germinates more quickly.
Oh, that's a very, very good tip. Appreciate it. You know, we have not, Barbara, you know, of course, I've talked in general about starting seeds, but tell our gardeners how your book's organized.
It is sort of separated according to the way that I think about it anyway. There's a section, those first chapters, getting started, figuring out what you want to grow, figuring about how many packets you need, what are the basics for germination that you need to know, setting up a schedule, because that's always a problem. And we've talked about cool season crops and warm season crops, so you need to know when you sow what. The second chapter is how to start them indoors, how to start seed indoors. That's sowing in pots and making – there's information on how to make newspaper pots, how to make soil blocks, how to deal with things that don't like being transplanted, but you're going to transplant them anyway. And then the last chapter is sowing seed outdoors, and that's for plants that are direct sown. So it covers vegetables, and then it also covers flowers, because actually a lot of the stuff that I grow is flowers. So I do a lot of the starting individual native perennials in pots, and then I also do some direct sown things where I just scatter. Zinnias is a great plant that you can just scatter after the frost date. You just scatter the seed, and if it stays fairly, the soil stays fairly moist, you'll have zinnias to attract butterflies by the late summer.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I love some of your tips for making your own tape, for example, your own how to set up your seed tapes.
There's a recipe for it's like a pancake batter, but it's not. It's made with you can make it either with flour or with cornstarch, and you mix your seeds in with this kind of slurry, and put it in a plastic bag, and then you can make your own seed tape in the winter. It's a good activity for a cold winter day, and you dry them, and you write the name of the plant on the seed tape. You dry them, and then when it's time to plant, you can just go out and you lay the whole. You unroll the tape that's now dry with the seeds in place, and you put it on the soil and cover it up slightly. You water it, and you'll have plants.
There you go.
It's a great project to do with little kids.
It sounds like it. It's a wonderful book, and Barb, it's such a pleasure to have you talk with us about it today. We really appreciate it so much. Thank you.
It's been really fun.
Yeah, Barbara Ellis, the author of starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed. And the author of many of our programs here on the Ideas Network from 11 to 12:30, Judith Sears Poisson, joins us as well. And it's great to have her back, and I'm really so happy that you're listening in today. As you listen, I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 to keep this program going strong. Only takes a couple minutes of your time. Invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we really need to send out a huge thank you to the 73 people that pledged last hour. We came within two of that hourly goal, which is great. That was a big goal. Of course, new hour, new goal. We have a goal of 45 pledges in the next 10 minutes. We're actually, the goal is 45. We already have six. So we need to find 39 of you out there who have not given yet to give in the next 10 minutes to support Garden Talk. Thank you so much if you have already given. But if you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution. Now, this is the last chance to pledge during Garden Talk. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this conversation with Barbara Ellis about her book, Starting Seeds. She's a wonderful guest. She knows a lot. And I'm telling you, her book is wonderful. You can take a few minutes to make this hour and the many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Maybe it's $5 a month, in which case we'll send you a copy of her book. But whatever the amount, pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, whether you've been gardening for just the last year or for 50 years, there's always something more to learn. And I have to say, Starting Seeds, How to Grow Healthy, Productive Vegetables, Herbs, and Flowers from Seed by Barbara Ellis is going to have something in it that, like Larry had earlier, that aha moment. Oh, I didn't know that. That's going to really help. You can get your own copy for $60. That's $5 a month.
Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get this nice thank you gift. So pledge now before I lose my voice at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, people tell me when they find out that I work with Larry that when they listen to Larry on the radio, they feel like they're having a beer with an old friend or maybe a cup of coffee with someone they really enjoy spending time with. And that's because Larry is genuinely enthusiastic. He loves bringing you these great programs where you're going to learn something every time you tune in, whether it's about gardening or about home improvement or about your health. We really try to help people live long, happy, healthy lives with information that we can provide. If you appreciate that you don't get a show like this anywhere else or a host like Larry anywhere else, make this show possible. Pledge now. We need your support on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Do it right now. Last time during this pledge drive to pledge during the Larry Mueller Show, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Still looking for 35 pledges in the next 8 minutes.
If you can, share your passion for WPR, make a pledge of $100 a month. We rely on member support, your support to make great radio, and your gift of $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year, is really helpful. Of course, every pledge, no matter the amount, is appreciated. We appreciate them all and makes you a member at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Christine Guderian-Getz. I live in Fitchburg. I've been listening to public radio for at least 20 years. It's refreshing to listen to programs that are balanced with knowledgeable hosts and callers.
Tell those oaks, there's not enough oaks planted, Deborah. I'm so glad that you're of the philosophy to plant those.
I'm going to go out and water it right now.
Good. You do that. Thanks, Deb.
It has absolutely enriched my life.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $5 or $10 or $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888 202-2552.
You know, I remember that clip that they just played, and someone was wondering if they needed to keep watering something at the end of the season, and they said, oh, yeah, and she said, I'm going to go out and water it right now. Well, water us right now. Yeah. We need your pledge. And remember, you can get starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetables, herbs, and flowers from seed for your pledge of just $60 or more. That's $5 a month.
We get great guests on Wisconsin Public Radio. They love the coming on because they know you're going to ask great questions. They won't be interrupted by commercials. Your support makes this possible. You're the most important and reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Nan from Monticello says, I love your programs because I learn so much while also being entertained. Thank you so much. Well, if you find yourself learning and being entertained, I hope you'll help us with a pledge. We're still looking for 32 more pledges in the next 5 minutes. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs like Garden Talk that you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, really, the time is now. This is the last 5 minutes to pledge to Garden Talk. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Think about your contribution as an investment in your future listening. You give us a couple of minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, we're going to give you lots of great programs.
And think of your donation as a seed that you're planting. When you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, in just a few minutes, you will have made a wise investment, you'll have planted that seed, and you will be enjoying the harvest the rest of the year.
You'll be getting to the root cause of the problem here. Which is we could use a few more contributions here. So don't put off donating to WPR. In particular, it's a great time to put a vote in for Garden Talk. That's something that people look at. You know, how many contributions or how many people contributed? Well, tell you what, you can help us out with that vote for Garden Talk at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Patricia from Menominee Falls says, Garden Talk is a fabulous resource for everyone interested in growing food, flowers, trees, and maintaining a healthy environment. We'll help keep WPR healthy with your support of the programs you love, like Garden Talk. So don't put it off. This is it. Contribute right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Don't leave anything on the table now or off the table. We're looking for 25 more people. We can get this in a couple of minutes.
We can
do it with your help in the next 3 minutes. Pledge, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. Make your contribution.
Ask for starting seeds, how to grow healthy, productive vegetable, herbs, and flowers from seed with your pledge of $60 or more. That's $5 a month. Use it yourself. Give it to a new homeowner who might be just starting out with a garden. Give it to someone who is an enthusiastic gardener like me but doesn't always get the best results. This will help them. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And become a sustainer, too. Consider that, at least. It actually renews automatically every year. And you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. You can do it right now. But you don't have to. You can do it however you want. Just choose right now to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
16 more pledges in the next 3 minutes. We can do it, but only with your help. Donate now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for contributing.